Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is the 20th of July. Justin McGuire.
Get down.
I'm not a child, I'm a woman.
If you can use the water. Thank you. Yeah, you know, man, what do you know? You didn't have to go there tonight, you know, man, with the dog. You know? I want to know if thinking still be opening. I think they're open and you close down, you know, right?
What?
The printing store.
The what?
Printing store. You can go to. Maybe it's not answering the phone I call. But, I wouldn't have to do it in a while. Yeah. You didn't have much business in conversation. All right, you know. Thank you.
Wait.
Asia, A-S-I-A. Asia.
Asia?
Yeah.
A-S-I-A.
A-S-I-A.
Finally, a couple of plants. Thank you.
Did you hear Boy? Sorry, you're making me a
Thank you.
sudden, will you?
Why?
It doesn't ring me like
that. I don't know. You can probably scream at the same ring you have there.
A couple times yesterday, I was listening to the dance from outside. Times, which is speaking, praise Destiny's Child. I'm going to give voice here. There it is. Have you checked your sewer? Okay.
What?
Have you checked for water?
Have I checked for water? You know, there's plenty of problem with water.
Thank you. Thank you. As much as I need you,
Find out about all this stuff.
I don't want to hear
Hallelujah. You want to play? Okay. Yeah. You can't. Shut up. Sorry. Hey. Play. Look at that. Two love birds. Hey, sit down. Yeah.
Is it raining?
No, I'm not going.
So why aren't you taking for an actual walk?
It's not sure. Well,
I did give him a little bit of food and he drank the water, so he wouldn't have to go.
I know what I got.
Like when the dog shit up, and then Kiyoki's gonna wonder why the dog is shitting in the house, which he never does. Charlie, don't be a beanbag. Charlie, just lay on. Not the whole one in the house. Charlie, relax yourself. Cha-cha, what's going on? Now behave yourself. What's going on, Cha-cha? Is he being silly? Don't let that silly dog bother you. He's being silly. Nice, play nice.
Play nice.
Kiss, kiss. Be good. Charlie. Cha-cha. Chaga, Charlie, stop. Be good. Be good. Move that thing back. You can't pay us, and that's what the problem is. You're trying to get in there.
Yeah.
When the door unlocked. I'm unlocking the door. The Buck Wild Square has called you now, okay? Oh, 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 okay. Curb your dough. I got a light to show here. Hey. Keep talking. Aquatic square, aquatic square, aquatic square. seen one out there. Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on. Come on. Okay? Come on. Hey, hey, Jaja. I am long gone. He isn't the same. I drove the license plate. The license plate. He has heart.
The dog when we came out. He was going towards the first street, and there was a big dog there. So I went this way. I went to the front one down there.
There you go.
Yeah! Hee-hee! Hee-hee-hee! Heaven do it.
Yeah, you'd rather
clean
it up on a smaller side.
A Hawaiian do it. That Havana. I know the word, right? You're not supposed to come today?
What?
Now come today, right?
Yeah.
Dancing Queen. Sorry. Thank you.
ship all the time.
I see. Charlie, when will you want to lay down? Don't lay down.
Experience, you know, since the funky sound really comes from the black experience. What can I write about? I couldn't write about chain gangs. I've never been in jail, you know. I couldn't write about work songs because I hadn't worked in the cotton fields. I was born in Chicago, right? So Watermelon Man. What could be more ethnic than that? Watermelon Man going through the alleys of Chicago. So I said, well, how can I capture that? And I started thinking about the cobblestone alleys of Chicago. That it was the horse-drawn wagon and the cart going over the cobblestones. You know, maybe I can capture something that has a rhythm that's inspired by that. That's how I came up with it. That was a big thing. And then I started thinking about what did the Watermelon Man sing, or what kind of melody did he, because he would sing something.
Yeah.
But it was Watermelon, red, white, watermelon, or some little song. I said, that's not really that melodic in a song sense. And I started thinking, what about the ladies leaning over their back porch, saying, hey, Watermelon Man. And I started thinking, hey, Watermelon Man. That's how I came up with it. Watermelon Man. I came up with
that. Again?
But what I didn't know was something that I found out, again, thanks to Donald Byrd, when he had a conversation with Mungo Santa Maria, when I played for my first time with a Latin group, and Mungo Santa Maria, great Cuban conguero that passed away quite a few years ago, they were having a conversation about relationship between Afro-Cuban and Afro-American music. And Mungo had said that he never found a thing that was really the link between the two. I'm half hearing the conversation, and finally Donald says, hey, Herbie, why don't you play Watermelon Man for Mungo? Yeah, so I went up on the piano and I started playing. And I started playing this, and little by little, the musicians started picking it up. Pretty soon, everybody was dancing. Mungo got on his congas. When he got on his congas, all of a sudden, something clicked. And he said, it's a Wahira beat, you know. And it could work with Watermelon Man perfectly.
And so now we call it world music, but I mean, it was just spontaneous.
Yeah, spontaneous. So it became a huge hit, you know, not only here in the States, but all of Latin America. Okay, here we go with Watermelon Man. First, we're going to do it a little bit the kind of conventional way that I wrote it back in 1962. And then we're going to switch to a version that's more like what the Headhunters did in 1973.
Thank you.
walking slow.
Yes.